Johnny, you must be a proud coach to come to Belgium and see your team win two games over two consecutive nights.
Absolutely, Andy, without a doubt. The boys done themselves proud, and most of all the club. And their performance was excellent last night, and especially tonight against the FC Bruges, they were tremendous.
To beat a top European team like Bruges, it's an outstanding result, isn't it?
Absolutely. Before the game, we basically told them not to fear anything, and most importantly, go out and work hard for each other and think about their shape and stuff like that there, and most importantly, squeeze when it's on and so on. But the boys, they've done themselves proud, and their link-up play, everything was superb, their passing and movement off the ball as well, and we couldn't ask for much more.
Right through the team, from goalkeeper right through to strikers, midfielders, there were some outstanding individual performances there tonight.
Without a doubt. I mean, I thought Jack Chambers worked very, very hard. Young Ryan Strain, namely Rooster, was the same. Big Dean played up front, Dean Truesdale, and again worked very, very hard and scored two goals. But the most important thing is when we got the ball, we used the ball very well and we tried to keep the ball. But again, when you're playing teams like FC Bruges, you know you're going to be up against it. And our boys and eight, they went out aggressively, got tore in and won us back and never let them settle on the ball. And that's, you know, that's a big, big factor in the game as well. You know, winning areas of the park, you need to win, you know.
It's a great experience for them in terms of team bond and coming away on a European trip like this and preparing for professional football in the years ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, with the chairman being here and the manager and the board members and so on, it's been a tremendous 3-4 days, and it's something that the boys will finally look back on and, you know, cherish, especially their performances. But most of all, we look at their development here, and it gives you a wee insight when you see teams like Bruges and you see setups and stadiums and etc. out here. You know, it means they can go back home and work on a lot of things that they need to work on and so on. And we, as I keep saying, it's been a tremendous couple of days basically for them, you know.
It's great facilities. We've played on two different pitches here. It's great facility. I think they have 5 pitches overall. Great facilities, isn't it?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, even the changing rooms, everything really well laid out. And the boys coming in afterwards for a bite to eat and so on, and it was quite special tonight to see Sam Kamal with FC Bruges, who was an excellent field player, and you know, he commented on the boys after it, saying how well and stuff they played, and it brought back a lot of memories too, so it did, you know.
It's been great hospitality shown to us from, you know, this host team by the charity that has, you know, funded the particular trip here. It's been, you know, we've been really well looked after.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. We couldn't ask much more of Christoph and the rest of the people. And as I keep saying about the boys, their behaviour was absolutely impeccable. And, you know, their performance tonight was absolutely totally immense. And, you know, it's things like that there that, you know, you drill a wee bit of professionalism in them and discipline most of all. And it's amazing, you know, you plant a seed and it's amazing how it grows.
The plan is obviously that these sort of lads at other age levels go on and make a living out of this.
Without a doubt, you know, you see lads there and there's a real good chance, you know, going across the water. But the easiest thing is to get across the water. The hardest thing is to stay there. And, you know, I keep saying to them week in, week out, work hard at your game. And the things that you need to improve on, work extra hard. And, again, it proved it tonight. You've seen boys just putting that extra wee bit in. And when you put something in, then you get something out.
Looking back over the rest of the trip, what have the boys benefited from in terms of visiting the battlefields and the graveyards? What have they picked up most of all, would you say?
I would say most of all, they got their eyes open. It was quite poignant yesterday going to the grave of a 14-year-old boy, namely John Condon. And, you know, to see our boys there and planting a wee cross and saying you were just a boy like us, it just really, really hit home. And their behaviour again was impeccable, and most of all, it's been an education for them as well. And we have both Protestants and Catholics at the club, and they have bonded fantastically well. And the most important thing is being there yesterday, seeing their faces, and then coming asking questions to us has been totally immense.
The likes of today, they were in the trenches. It's experiencing and learning living history, isn't it?
It is. It is, without a doubt. In actual fact, you were being asked questions left, right and centre. And, you know, it was more as they walked up and down the trenches and so on. And, you know, then they're starting to ask, what was this for? What was that for? And you're trying to explain it. And then after we left the trenches, we went to Wesley Maltzaid's grave. And again, it was, you know, an ex-Limfield player who was killed in the trenches. And it's so poignant again that the boys took time to go there, visit the grave, and most importantly, said a few poems and planted a couple of wee crosses in that there, which I thought was extra special.
It's great that our club remembers the sacrifice of all those millions of people, isn't it?
Absolutely, Andy, without a doubt. I mean, our club, we do it, and we do it right. And the most important thing is these young lads have gained so much experience being here of what this is all about, and an education most of all. And to have the chairman, the manager, board members and all with us has been extra special. And as I say, their behaviour has been impeccable once again, and even the respect that they've shown not only to the hotel staff and so on, but the people in general, it's been outstanding.
It's been great that Warren has taken such a keen interest in the kids. I've seen him coaching them and giving them tips and
absolutely
experience.
I mean, his team talk tonight in the dressing room was tremendous, and you know, Warren gets the best out of people, and most of all, you know, there's things there that he pointed out and stuff, and again the boys responded and they went out superb. I thought Noel Bailey's son was absolutely top drawer tonight, young Lee Bailey. He came into the team, he has settled so well, and we couldn't ask much more of that kid. There was a tackle he made in the second half, and I mean, it just reminded you really of his father when he played, you know.
And we have a game coming up on Saturday again, haven't we? So it's back to earth, isn't it?
It's back to earth again on Saturday. But the thing about it is, you know, these guys at the minute, it's getting their feet back in the ground again, and respect, they've been away for a couple of days. Get home, get some rest, and most importantly, prepare yourself. As we said here, fail to prepare, prepare to fail, and that's the most important thing of the whole lot.
And well done, Johnny, on the outstanding shirt. I just want to say, lots of people have said, how on earth do you learn all those poems off by heart?
Look, it's just one of those things, Andy, to be honest with you. It's a real passion of mine, and you know, the history that the club has behind it, it's extra special to write poems about the boys who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. And as I say, with them being all Limfield boys, you know, and the lads coming here again, it was just that wee icing on the cake for not only myself, but the other boys that read the poems out that were written. It was nice for them too also.
It was great to get the youngsters involved in at the graveyard and those recitals of those lovely poems, wasn't it?
Without doubt. And, you know, it's extra special when you have a young lad like Matthew Shannon, and his parents were looking to try and find the great-grandfather and also the great-uncle. And it was probably a couple of wee strokes of luck as well, but it was just extra special taking him to the cemetery today and seeing his face, you know, when he was at the uncle's grave and winning the military medal and stuff like that there. And the most important thing of the whole lot, he'll take it on board, his family will take it on board, and, you know, the other kids there were 110% behind him. It was lovely to see them shaking hands with him as well.
It's been an absolute privilege to have been here over these last couple of days. So thanks for everything, and all the very best for the rest of the season from everyone at the club.
Absolutely, Andy. Thank you.